For the people with whom I spent my life before I came here, I am crazy. Because I wanted to come to America to go to school, and I wanted to start a school back home for the children of poor people. And I had no money. And according to them, I was going to be crazy any time. And for the school administrator, I worked in a school as a teacher for a couple of years. And for those school administrators, I was like anti-government because I was against the education policy of the government of my country. And for my closest friend, very closest friend, and according to their expectation, I was supposed to die sometime last year. Because I had decided to come here in the United States like with about $200 in my pocket. Because the government of Nepal, they did not give me permission to exchange Nepalese currency. And they just gave me permission to exchange like $2,200, including air ticket. And my friends told me not to go. And if I go, then I will die. But I decided to come here, and I haven't died. Instead, I have gotten eternal life here. And after I came here, I made a crime, and I'm qualified to go to jail for 1 year, and I made crime against the constitution of my country. Because according to the constitution of my country, I cannot change my religion. But I became Christian. So I have a long story to tell about my life, but this I am going to tell in very short. And after I came here last year, in January, last year, not this January, but last January, it was very hard for me, like in America, because everything was new and I could not speak English, and I did not know anything about. But one thing I tried was to contact with some churches, because I am from Buddhist background back home. But I was not satisfied with my religion, family religion, and I was not satisfied with other religions that we have in India and Nepal, and because in most of those religions we worship like idols, and we sacrifice animals, and we worship mountains, trees, and those were the religions I did not like. And I had decided to learn about Christianity. And for the first time, in 1985, I decided to learn about Christianity, but I did not get anything to learn about Christianity because we cannot get any Bible, any Christian literatures back home in bookstores. So I learned about Christianity from history books, and I learned about Christianity from the encyclopedia. That was only, I learned. But When I come here, I decided to learn about Christianity, but I was not getting any idea who to contact with. And I was thinking to go to church, but I was very much confused when I saw in the city where I went to school that there were 29 churches. I count them, and there were 29 churches, and I did not know any denomination, about any denominations, and I was confused. And the Bible, the first Bible I got was a small Bible, and that was like in King James Version. And I did not know that there, are Bibles in easier English. And I was just hanging around. And about 2 months later, I came in contact with Campus Crusade people, and they helped me to learn about Bible, and I asked them many questions, and so I spent with them about 1.5 months, and in last April 1989, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, and in August 2nd, 1989, I was baptized, and after that, I am trying to join as many conferences as I can, as many meetings as I can. I am trying to join as many Bible classes as I can. And I am doing that. And I thank God for helping me, I mean, to join every conferences and to meet every meetings. So, this is my testimony in brief.
One of the things Mahabir did not share because of the time constraint is a vision that he and a bunch of friends, 10 friends, got together and put some money and sponsored two of them come to the States with a vision to go back and start a school for the poor in Nepal. They still hold that vision dearly. The two of them have become believers. And they are working as hard as they can to earn money to bring the others over. And so can we just bow and pray for that vision that they have? And we take it as a burden. So if you ever think of Nepal, know you've met someone. Get to know Mahabir. It was for me a joy to personally be involved getting to know Mahabir and the vision they have. And maybe all develop visions like that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you that you are a God who works in every country, in every situation, in every tribe, and in every tongue. Thank you, Father, that you can reveal yourself through encyclopedias. Thank you, Father, for giving Mahabir the desire to come to know you, and he searched. And thank you that there were believers in this country who shared your love with internationals, and especially with Mahabir. And thank you for him coming to know you. Thank you for the way they've been experiencing love and growth in you. And we pray with him and Dhanajay and the vision they have to start a school in Nepal. That, Father, in your timing, in your ways, and in your power, that vision would become a reality that we can all participate, at least in prayer, in. We thank you for all this, in Jesus' name.